Hello, I'm Minori. I'm from Kansai Gaidai, Japan. I'm currently still studying at Elon University in the US. This is my last semester before graduation in May, and my journey has been almost 2 years. So I'm excited to see my family and friends back home, but at the same time, I feel like I'm gonna miss Elon a lot and so many exciting things and beautiful people I met here. But yeah, so I'm gonna talk about my experience here at Elon, how I met people, and how this entire experience basically became my second home here. The main reason I came here was to get a degree from Elon University. So I spent 2 years at Elon. I spent 2 years back home and then 2 years at Elon. And although my initial goal was this academic success, I also enjoyed things outside of classroom almost too much. So I'm gonna talk about stuff I had really exciting memory with. I still get surprised by how many people I met through this experience. So every time, for example, I go to college coffee, at least 10 people come talk to me. And I loved going into different events that Elon hosted. I loved how festive things are and just how people are able to enjoy their college life, in different ways. And one time, my friend's family, they invited me to their Thanksgiving dinner, which is apparently like a big holiday thing in the United States. They introduced me to this southern cuisine with like turkey ham, candied yam, collard green, and stuff like that. Things that I've never had back in Japan. I was having too much fun because I had three plates full of food. It was a pile of food, and I finished them in like 10 minutes. So I was having too much fun. Another Christmas day, this is a different family invited me to their dinner, and this time the food was from Louisiana, so that's Cajun food. Yes, it was wonderful because the family, they taught me their family recipe of jambalaya, so that I can cook it for my family and friend. That was the favorite dish that they have, and jambalaya was like this cooked rice with ham, vegetables, and so many different spices that I don't even think I can get them in Japan. I may have to like buy some here and manage to go through security at the airport. I hope that they won't find me as like an illegal trader or something. But anyways, there was this amazing conversation about difference between dishes around the world, them wanting to travel and try different food. And this is the fun part. The family, they ended up booking a flight ticket to Japan this summer. So after I graduate, they're gonna come to Japan. We're still planning the trip, and I'm really excited. So this entire experience of meeting new people and exchanging and embracing cultural difference, it has been a big part of my studying abroad. It also just made me feel grateful about what my family has done for me so far and how school and people I met during my journey supported me. I recognize and appreciate that this is not, like a common case for everybody in my country, especially in Japan. I remember we talked about in class how many students study abroad in the US, but apparently in Japan only 3% of all college students study abroad, only 3%. And this just shows, that I'm here to appreciate this opportunity, and I can also share this when I go back home so that more and more international connection will be in the future when, Elon and different schools from university, they have sister program. So that was my story, and thank you for listening.